This is the second bill about the flood we had in 2002. The insurance company didn't want us to come back till the house had completely dried. So we couldn't stay at Clifton, there was no rooms. So they paid for us to go to what was the then Century Hotel in Blackpool for a further week at their expense. And we picked all our furniture at Harvey's and other shops in Blackpool because we had to replace all the furniture, the three-piece suite, everything. And, it was just an awful experience. Thankfully, the council were good and replastered the walls and that needed doing. But boy, oh boy, it was not a nice experience.
I was just so sure we could go on holiday the next day.
Yes, actually.
We'd still go to Padraig when we get back.
Actually, Jess went hysterical, and it's the one and only time I have hit Jess. I literally had to slap her face to get her to snap out of it. You just went hysterical, didn't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely shouting and screaming and crying and... Oh, it's unbelievable. It was just an awful, awful experience, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
No.
My funniest memory of that time, because I had a bit of sight then, was our left neighbour, John, who owns his own house, had his carpet over his car, drying it out. Not realising it was drain water until somebody told him. Good grief. But anyway, that was our flooding experience, and all this rain has made me reminded me of it. Thankfully, they've maintained the drains very thoroughly ever since. I think they got smacked by so many insurance companies that they have watched it ever since.
Well, our, the carpets were black.
Yeah. Our poor neighbour, Anne on the right, was not insured. She lost everything, and she had to get a loan from the DSS to help her out. It was just an awful time. And we still refer to it occasionally. But I just thought I'd share that with you, so my sympathy goes out to anyone who gets flooded in this awful weather. It really, really does. Good night, everyone.